Good morning, everyone. Thanks for choosing to invest a few minutes with us. Thanks for being here at Ignite. And we look forward to sharing with you the innovation that's coming in workplace analytics in this short 20-minute session. We'll have some details at the end of the session about the breakouts that are coming over the next couple days if you want to learn more. Got some exciting news to talk about, and we've got some breakthrough data and demonstration to show you as well. My name is Dr. Scott Trathan. I've been at Microsoft for 10 years, started at a little company called Digital Equipment Corporation about two decades ago, and I'm pleased to be joined by Jeff, who is on the engineering side. We both work for Office 365 Engineering. We're also pleased to have our general manager, Ryan Fuller, here in the front, so feel free to swarm him with all your questions later if we can't get them answered. Our goal today is to share with you what workplace analytics is, how we got from here to there. Jeff's going to show you what it does, and we're going to close the session by talking about, if you're interested, how you get access to the capabilities now. So we acquired a company called Voimetrics about 385 days ago. That was the company that Ryan founded and Jeff worked for. They were a leader in the people analytics space, in fact, set the market. The reason why we can say that is Ryan's published a number of articles in Harvard Business Review over the course of the past two and a half years, something on the order of about 10 of them. And so a lot of these companies that you see here that were customers of them saw that thought leadership, engaged with them for the value proposition, and we're continuing to deliver that today, now, in a unique way. And we're delivering that in commercial products that are in market today and some that are coming. This slide speaks to a little bit of the timeline. Voimetrics have been around for about 5 years. As I mentioned, they were acquired last September. And shortly after acquisition, they delivered what was called Delve Analytics, personal dashboard, as a part of E5, or that's available as a component purchase. It has the ability to leverage data from Exchange Online and shares how you are spending your time and with who. How much time you're spending in email, how much time you're spending in meetings, who you're collaborating with, who you're losing touch with, when you're spending time reading and sending emails, which is my least favorite feature. Because if you look at my data, you'll see it's near continuous. Think about it as the Fitbit for work, how you have access to your data that drives what you're doing. We're delivering innovation that will be discussed tomorrow on team analytics. So the Delve Analytics personal dashboard has been rebranded to My Analytics, not to confuse anybody. So moving forward, Delve Analytics dashboard is My Analytics, available in E5, as I mentioned. We're working on a team solution that will also be part of E5 or the component SKU. With My Analytics, the data is yours. It's your individual data. You own it. You have access to it. With Team, you'll have choice about how you want to share that. Structurally, unstructured teams, how do you begin to share your data and facilitate change? We're also working on workplace analytics. Session on Friday, we'll dive deeper into that. Workplace analytics is an organizational view on this data set. How can you understand the trends, the directions that you as a company, how your people are working together, opportunities for improvement, what processes are spending time and energy for you and taking waste out of the organization? All of this is powered by the Office Graph. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the Office Graph. For those who aren't, the idea is when you run your services in Office 365, we have a set of data around people, the data they access, the attributes, and the connections, and that we can surface that. And we do surface that in My Analytics and in Workplace Analytics. This is the underlying value proposition of running multiple services in the cloud from Microsoft, and we are a way to monetize that for you. How do you understand what to do with that data so it's actionable inside of your organization? When you think about folks who have familiarity with graphs, Facebook comes to mind. And Facebook stood on stage with us at the Worldwide Partner Conference in July, specifically Tim Campos, their CIO. He talked about how they've been a Volumetrics customer for the past couple years, a lot of value from that engagement. He also talked about his decision to move forward with Office 365 as a function of the innovation that we're delivering in that platform. A big part of that is My Analytics and Workplace Analytics. He sees that as enabling the things that Facebook is trying to accomplish from a business objective standpoint. So how does this work from a workplace analytics view? So what we do today is we take email and calendar data, the data that resides in Office 365 and potentially the data that resides in your on-prem environment, as we'll talk about later. That serves as a data set that we inform with an HR extract that you provide to us. It allows us to see the relationship between people and organizations and regions and managers. So this data set, this corpus then, allows us to slice it and dice it, or you to do the same with workplace analytics, to find meaningful correlations in your organization. Some of the team is here. Some of the team is actually in Chicago this week. You might have seen there was some press yesterday about a partnership with Workday. There's interesting things happening on that front, where for Workday customers, to be able to have some connection to pull this data naturally feeds into this ecosystem. Workplace analytics will be a platform play that we're making where you can bring in third-party data, where there will be value propositions added on top by partners in the marketplace. So this is intended to provide you a platform, and it will be an ecosystem where there's value delivered as well. What we're able to do is deliver you a set of KPIs that through the Volumetrics engagements, customers have found valuable. So for example, how much time do you spend one-on-one in a meeting with your manager? Shows that we've got data that shows that will speak to engagement. Or when you look at your network size as it relates to your manager, or your level of work as it relates to your manager, also speaks to engagement. If you have a larger network than your manager, and you are working more than your manager, you are likely disengaged. The converse is true as well. If your manager has a larger network and is working as much or more than you, you likely feel engaged. You feel like, hey, we as a team are doing the right things. This level of insight that you get when you begin to look at this data, the nice thing about, by the way, the elegance of this solution is that there's no action necessary by anybody inside of your organization, because the signals that we are looking at are already in the collaboration that they're doing as they send emails, as they invite people to meetings, and as they attend meetings. So there's no extra step necessary to gain this insight. But this has been an untapped data set to drive organizational impact, and that's what we're delivering here. I've got just a quick example, and then I'm going to turn it over to Jeff for demonstration. We were engaged with Symantec, and I can mention them because they stood on stage with us, and I'll talk about what they said shortly. But they asked us to look at their sales organization. They wanted to know what their top performers did differently than the rest. And if you've ever asked a top performer, especially a sales top performer, what is it that you do that is different from others, very rarely can they answer that question. They don't know what it is necessarily that they do. It's innate in them, and whether it's sales or whether it's another profession where you can have some kind of quantifiable output that you can measure and correlate, we can do this kind of top performer analysis to identify behaviors. In this particular case, you can see some things that kind of make sense on face value. The top performers for them spent more time per week with customers, significantly more for that matter. As a result of spending more time with customers, they had more contacts in their customer base. Okay, yeah, that might correlate with success. But the strongest correlation from this engagement was that the top performers had a larger network. Pretty hard to measure what your network is, pretty hard to measure how it can be improved or the improvement that happens over time. We're able to do that and provide that level of insight. And as a result of these findings, Symantec actually scaled these out, meaning they said, if you want to be a top performer at Symantec, here's the set of behaviors you should model, and here's the plan and the process to model them. Matt Weaver, who's sales ops for Symantec, stood on stage with Judson at Envision in April and said, as a result of this effort, the Symantec team was able to grow their business by $237 million in revenue across three fiscal quarters as a function of this engagement. Data that exists already in your systems today can drive top-line revenue performance in a meaningful fashion as a function of working with workplace analytics. Jeff, you want to show us how?
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. So as Scott mentioned, you know, to get to these level of insights, there's definitely a lot of steps. There's a lot of, you know, paths to get to this. So what we were what we think about in the product, let me pull this up, is that to get those really, really rich insights around top performers or how your people are behaving, what we're thinking about in the product is enabling the business to be able to access this data in a safe, compliant manner, controlled by the admin, applying a lot of really rich analytics and business logic that we've researched in the last 3 or 4 years. So what you're seeing here is sort of an example company. It's got about 25,000 employees. You have your O365 data. You have some data about your people and your CRM, and also your HR data sets. But what you're seeing here is just, this is just kind of a high level view. So if somebody comes in your office tenant, whether you're a big company, small company, what we're trying to do in the product is enable anyone in the business to be able to analyze all the really rich data that you see in Office 365 and other sources. So kind of some just high-level features. We're starting out with these things called what we call views. So just kind of high-level view of what's going on in the data. It could be things like week in the life. What is the average person in your organization? How are they spending their time in mails and meetings? It could be things like connectivity or network sizes. And what we want to put kind of as the product is package a few of these together to get some very high-level insights sort of out of the box. Now this is really cool stuff, but what's really, really powerful is that we are enabling anyone in your business, whether it's a data analyst, business analyst, to really kind of drill into the data, running these really, really powerful queries. So we have some example ones. You can also create your own query. Really, really rich metrics. So for example, you can apply a bunch of filters, any dimension that you load in about your people, and anything around the metrics. For example, your meetings attended. Now that's interesting. So I attended, let's say, 15 meetings last week. But I can also say, hey, how many meetings did I attend with Ryan and Scott after 3 p.m.? Or how many meetings were 5 engineers present? Any kind of, any interesting way a business wants to slice and dice this data. This is kind of the crux of what Workplace Analytics is providing. It's just giving this data to the fingertip of the decision makers or people who are really trying to drive productivity in a different way. And what you're seeing in a lot of this is just research from Volumetrics, research from all of our customer engagements. You know, when you try to get this data at Office, what the value we provide here is that there's a lot of logic, a lot of analytics and a lot of rules that get applied here that you may not necessarily be aware of trying to do this on your own. So just kind of some examples, you kind of get this data. You can imagine you use any your kind of favorite BI tools. We chose Power BI for obvious reasons. And you can kind of create really interesting, either dashboards, very, very interesting kind of exploratory analytics around the data you pull. And so that's really what, when we think about the product for workplace analytics, is really trying to help businesses get at this data and then surface it up to the decision makers, the executives, and anyone interested in productivity. So thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. A couple things to mention. I talked about the fact that we're leveraging data from your email system today. When we look at an individual contributor, that comprises about 20 hours per week in terms of email time and calendar time. So it's a pretty strong signal. And as we look at executives in an organization, that number moves north, upwards of about 60 hours a week, oftentimes because they're heavy calendar users and oftentimes because those folks are working more. So email itself and calendar give us a very strong signal. And as we move to Workplace Analytics, the commercially available offering from Microsoft, we'll be able to then consume other Office 365 signals. We have a lot of questions about when and how. Clearly, Skype is one that we get a lot of questions about, and that's all on the roadmap. And I would encourage you to come to the session on Friday to learn more about that. But just know that we get a strong signal today. We've got plans for capturing more signals moving forward. I mentioned the fact that we were at Workday, so we're looking at an ecosystem. There's more news on that front, so stay tuned. We feel pretty strong about the innovation that we're delivering in this particular space. And because of that, we've had a lot of interest from customers who've said, I don't want to wait until workplace analytics hit the marketplace. I need this now. We're going through a merger. We're doing organizational transformation. We're trying to determine how to better leverage our sellers as a function of digital transformation. Can you help us? And so what we've done is we've responded with a program called the Prime Program. And the Prime Program is a unique opportunity for us as the BG to engage with you, our customers, to deliver what was a pre-acquisition Volumetrics engagement. So where you look at My Analytics, it's a bottoms-up view intended to deliver and empower individuals. The Prime Program allows us to bring this underlying and foundational technology to you today to solve business problems. And so we've got an email here if you'd like to reach out to us. I'm happy to talk to you if you want to hang around. If you have interest in that regard, we can talk about what the Prime Program is. Typically, they're short-term engagements, about 3 months. Whether you're on-prem Exchange or Office 365, we can work with both data types. We leverage the technology, the Volumetrics technology, as well as the acquired talent to deliver on bespoke hypotheses, bespoke questions about your business. We've been taking this to market with all of the major strategy firms. We have a high degree of interest in the quantification we can deliver to their projects. We'd love to work with you, our customers, directly as well. And as the bottom bullet shows there, we're significantly investing in this time in between, meaning between now and when workplace analytics hits the market. I mentioned these sessions. I would encourage you to attend. They'll be more than 20 minutes in length. They'll have a lot more data. We'll show you a lot more demonstrations. You'll see the one that's happening tomorrow, the My Analytics breakout. We'll dive into team and the direction we're going, which will happen yet this year with E5 and the component SKU. So that's innovation that you can own or might already own. Great investment of your time there. And obviously where we're going with Workplace, come see the demonstration in more detail. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming to Ignite, and thanks for your time.